Yeah, I'm Rudy.
I'm Steven. We're minus...
We don't have Oscar today.
Yeah, he was being a little bitch and did not want to steal his wife's car to come over here.
Yeah, he could have drove in his wife. It is nicer if he raises mic up a little bit. Except the fact this cord is not all that great. There we go.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hat mic.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Did it?
It's not right. Grab the other mic. Grab the other cord on the mic. I'll hold it. So, yeah, Oscar couldn't make it, so it's just going to be a duet tonight. We're Ebony and Ivory. You started to shake your head the second I said duet. So we're going to try to make something interesting out of nothing. But then again, that's every week, I guess, right? So you start vamping now.
Okay. Well, today I have absolutely nothing to do. Today is one of my weird work days. And, wow, is that Sofia Vergara? Anyway, got distracted by her.
Yeah, it is.
So, this time of year, completely ridiculously dead on my end, where my workload at work is pretty much nil, and I can pretty much finish the entire workday about 8:30 if I just don't eat breakfast right away. Otherwise, I could push it to 9. But for the most part, I'm just incredibly bored. And I think I kind of drew our new logo.
Yeah, we can use that, definitely.
Yeah. It's.
I tweeted it. Steve tweeted it. I retweeted it.
It
and
was.
And then put our hashtag on.
Yeah, yeah. It basically was just sums up the entire podcast up to a simple picture. Because, yeah.
Because I still don't have us on iTunes, but we're an RSS feed, so you could just dump it into any aggregator. And plus, it would take weeks for us to be into iTunes anyway, because they have to approve it. It's not.
Yeah. I hear they're pretty strong about content.
No, it's just as long as we're not stealing anything, and we're not making. If we were to put music on it, and as long as we're not making money off the music and not paying, Creative Commons license and blah blah blah, it would get really. Since we don't put any music on it, we're fine.
Hmm.
I could put music because we're not making any money off of this.
That's true. We're not.
So, I mean, then we'd have to make sure to say we're Creative Commons and blah, blah, blah. It's all a matter of legalities and things like that. But we're under the wire because we're not doing anything. We're not making money off of this. The Rock was the first subject on our list, by the way.
The Rock. And which way? Alcatraz or?
The Wrestler.
The Wrestler. Oh, yeah. He's back.
He's back fully? Or is it
I don't
just
know. I think he's going to be actually at WrestleMania because he was supposedly, going to wrestle John Cena. And
who's that?
He's one of the, he had, he was a movie star, well, like B-listed.
Oh, was he the?
Like 12 rounds or something. That was one of his movies. It was
never mind.
Really bad.
I thought he was the guy who was a real wrestler, like the Olympic wrestler.
Nah, I think that was Kurt Angle, but I think he ended up just quitting or something like that. But anyway, The Rock is back and he's gonna wrestle. Yeah, so.
And I still don't smell what he's cooking.
Just shut up. Just for the love of God, just shut up.
That's 4 minutes. Well, that seemed like an hour.
Oh,
Oscar, where are you? We did it so long without Oscar. It's not like
we did, but yeah. He's
the third wheel
the
that
third
we needed.
Wheel, there you go. The triangle.
But
nah, that was the History Channel one. Did you see that one where they made fun of?
I've only seen one episode this whole season, so I haven't watched any of them.
Wow, yeah. You saw the Bro Down.
The Bro Down. That's the one about the Oscars or the musicals.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yes, that. And that was the 1% and the History Channel, which I told you because the movie that you love so much, Thor.
Thor. Oh.
They just. Pretty much just
Thor
smashed the whole
so,
thing.
So bad.
There you go. Does she?
She still has acne. She's so weird looking. I don't.
She's titties ain't weird looking. Jesus Christ.
But like when they show her in the close angle, she's got like a short forehead, which I guess is better than a wide, big forehead, like a five head or something.
You know, the Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci, yeah.
Yeah. I guess this is in the HD. I'm so.
Hallelujah.
No. I'm at the point now where we actually, Lisa wants to get another TV for the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
So, and I was like, cool.
Oh, did you fix the problem?
No, I haven't. It's one of those frustration things. Like, you know what? I was like, my fucking warranty just ran out. You know, right after just kind of cratered the HDMI, all the ports went out. So I have to go back to composite.
Like a caveman.
So, like, oh, by the way, I've gone totally media-less, as you can see.
Yeah, that's true. You're
no,
just
no more. Everything is just pretty much digital at this point.
Yeah.
There's no reason to, almost no reason to buy any media anymore.
That's true.
And, I don't feel bad for not buying anymore, but it's just getting to the point, it's just so readily available no matter where you go. It's like, I'd rather pay $9 a month and, you know, have access to all of the content you want. But anyway, more about you.
But one thing I was...
Hold that thought. Keep talking.
Okay, put me on the spot.
I need to get the idea machine.
Oh, okay. So the one thing that we were talking about earlier was... great, I just completely tanked on what I was talking about. There was these things that I would have to actually talk to him about. But there is The Walking Dead, but I'm drowning. Quickly, come back. So this is, I'm Rudy. name, rank, and serial number. The Walking Dead. Yeah, but not this past week.
I don't remember seeing it last week. I don't think I watched it.
You didn't watch it?
No. Did she already find out? I know she was pregnant the week before.
Yeah.
And after that, I don't remember watching anything.
Oh, so you didn't see it?
No, the zombies inside the barn.
Yes, that was it.
Okay.
So have you read the comics at all?
No, I think I downloaded a few of them. And
I have almost all of them, but I haven't started reading them yet. And then I was talking to the guy I work with, and I was like, why would they have the zombies in the barn? He's like, well, I read the comic now, and I know why, so I'm not going to tell you. I was like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So it's explained. My reasoning is maybe the guy was talking about how there will be a cure. He believes there will be a cure.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he's just hoarding them until there's a cure found so he can cure all of them and be like their leader, I guess, maybe.
Because he has that kind of like cult-like leader
essence to him. And that's another reason why he wants to get them out of there, because he doesn't want them, because he sees that they're killing them and they just want to get rid of them. So
I remember he can move along as soon as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's just why those channels are just kicking the other networks out. I mean there's very little that you watch on network now at this point.
Big Bang Theory, Community is going to be on hiatus for a while. I don't know.
Well, the nerds won't let it die because, I mean, it has a huge cult following.
That's such a weird move on NBC's part.
Because it, look what it goes up against. Every Thursday it goes up against Big Bang Theory, goes against X Factor.
It's so weird that the Big Bang Theory is able to hold its own against it. I was afraid for the Big Bang Theory when they moved it to Thursday night.
I think it just has enough of a following.
But lately, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've chosen to watch live Big Bang Theory and then watch Community sometime later.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy the Big Bang Theory a lot more.
But I think it's just like one of those episodes, like it kind of shows the fact that Chevy Chase is a dick and he doesn't hide it. And
yeah, he was, but that was part of his, well, it was, he was able to show it in his character, but yeah.
Yeah, and
what's the reasoning? I just saw the headline. I don't know exactly what was the deal. Do you know what any of the...
For the reason
Community,
it was
on hiatus? Yeah.
It just was not in the mid-season lineup for January, and that's usually not a good sign for a show, but NBC hasn't officially canceled it because it's just the ratings aren't there. I mean, they're pulling okay ratings, but not good ratings.
But it's got the internet following, which is huge.
Well, that's true. But I heard the way that the DVR ratings are kind of like calculated into it is you have to, the show has to be watched within the week that it's recorded before like midnight Saturday. It's, you know, so before it actually take it, you know, credit towards getting the viewers.
Mm-hmm. And so they do use DVR numbers now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, DVR numbers are a huge factor.
So do they even have Nielsen families anymore?
Yeah, they still have Nielsen families.
Because, I mean, you could get a much more robust survey by using DVR numbers because a huge amount of people have DVRs
Nobody
now.
Nobody watches TV live anymore.
Unless it's sports.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. Yeah. But, I mean, as far as, like, you know, regular shows, hell, everybody lets it buffer up that first 30 minutes or so and then watches TV.
A lot of people do that with sports even.
Yeah, it's just... It just, you get to that point where you're just like, I don't want to watch TV anymore doing this shit.
We got...
Hang on just one moment. Look over there.
You don't see him?
What is he doing? Is he wrapped up?
He crawled inside of
there. Oh, he's inside of there. Okay.
We see that Bud is wrapped up inside of it. What is that?
It's, it's his bed.
Well, oh, it's his bed.
Temporary beds while the other ones are getting clean.
Okay.
But he burrows inside.
He burrows inside of one of his temporary beds. Is that? I guess that's the nature of the dog, though, right?
Yes. They're small badger hounds. Dachshund.
Yes. German for badger hound. Slender body, able to push forward, you know, like with his hands to push back after they bite on something.
Mm-hmm.
So they usually go into those burrows and fish out the badgers or
badgers are mean though.
Oh yeah, so are they.
No, that's true. Yeah.
That's how they're extremely when they track their animals or their prey or anything like that. That's all they focus on. That's it. They're not gonna do anything until they get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what's bred into them. That and stronger upper body, because, I mean, hell, he's stout like a dam.
Like the honey badger? Ooh, that's a honey badger. He's a
honey badger.
Donald Glover has a new CD out, and he was on Conan the other night.
Something childish.
Yeah.
Kid. Well, goddamn, what does his name?
And was he doing stand-up before? No,
yeah.
But he was. Was he?
Yeah, he was writer for.
But he was a writer. Was he doing stand-up?
He was doing stand-up and doing the writing.
Because his stand-up isn't that strong.
It's getting there, but he's more. He's just. I think he's more of that alt kind of comic because he does like a lot of his lyrics or his rap is actually funny, but he's really good at rapping.
That's what I was going to say. He was on Conan, and that song that he wrote, the song that he played on Conan, was actually, it was okay. I wasn't...
Well, he has a new one coming out, but he hasn't been, I think he's just been finally getting specials. Mm. So the other one, the one that's coming out right now is actually his new one.
Yeah, Weirdo.
Yeah. But, damn, you see that kid, I mean, he does it effortlessly, though. He's fucking hilarious.
Who?
Donald Glover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
I'm not sold on it.
I like him. I've kind of gotten used to him. I mean, I guess if you weren't such a queer, then you'd probably enjoy his comedy.
Really?
Yes, I went there.
Really?
I did.
When he said that, he looked in a mirror, everyone.
It's a beautiful mirror.
So I sent you that link about the puppy pregnancy, that there's these people in India that think that they're getting pregnant with puppies and then they urinate them out. That was the gist of it. I didn't read the whole thing because I was just like, but it's like a psychological problem.
Hysterical pregnancy? Just a bit?
Yeah. There we go. Right back to The Simpsons. All right.
What else did we?
That's about it, folks. See you next week.
That was a quick 10 minutes.
I hope it was 10 minutes.
How was it?
14 minutes. And that's because like three of it, you walked away and then we looked at Bud and we weren't talking about it.
That is true.
Did you see about the Egyptian woman who took pictures of herself naked and like there's a huge uproar because she was nude on a blog?
No, but I will get the laptop and I will look at these pictures
for
myself.
Yeah, it was very good. By yourself. The picture is very small, though. I read about it on Reddit, and then I was like, oh, that's an interesting. And then I was like, no picture of the blog, though, from the blog. And then, no, I saw the article on Gizmodo or Gawker. And then I was like, well, the pictures. And I was like, well, they'll show up eventually on Reddit. Like 5 minutes later, they're on Reddit. And when you clicked on the link, it took about 2 minutes to get to the website. It was getting hammered so much. I thought I sent you that. I know I sent it to Wajid. Wajid's our unofficial fourth member, apparently. He loads it on his phone so he can listen to it on his commute into work.
That's pretty funny. So. Wajid, big ups.
He can't see that.
Oh, okay. Maybe I get closer.
Wow, you're almost back to the looking into the mic. That was the first time I got the mics. You looked into them. You're like, I can see the internet. Oh man, Oscar,
Sue, you like stuff?
I use that all the time. I use that all the time. Do you like stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah. What videos did I send you this past week? I sent you some weird ones.
You kept sending me all this. Oh, man.
I told you I have that much time to just do nothing but browse the internet and read. I fell asleep for a half hour. I can't watch this
allegedly.
Show because it just looks like it's weird for the sake of just being weird.
My mom and sister love it.
For
some reason, I'm turned off by that.
It just doesn't look interesting to me. It's just like, eh.
I've heard people rave about it, but I don't know.
People are like, oh, it's so awesome, it's the best. And I was like, eh. It's like, there's just shows that you just kind of feel it. And the show with the chick with the top, the fedora hat, that show got canceled.
I know it got canceled. Suspect. I sent you that Prime Suspect.
I was like, yes. Maybe. It's just the hat. The hat.
But she's a renegade cop who doesn't play by the rules, man.
In her own.
How old are we? We still talk like that. But that's what it is. It's this whole. And how many cop shows can there be?
Oh, there's a shitload of cop shows. Shitload of them.
And there's so many. It's like, what, do we really need another cop show?
Really.
Do we really? Or a lawyer show? It's like either cops or lawyers. It's like, really, do we need it? No. Of course we don't.
We don't need it, but yet it would be nice to have. There you go.
The winged eagle. All eagles are winged, though.
It's true, unless it's snubbed. But it's not just an eagle. It's an American
bald eagle.
That's right, goddammit. And mid-flight, it's like the reason why the eagle is there is because the dragon never showed up again. It was just one and done.
That's a reference from two podcasts ago.
Yes, it was.
Or was it one podcast ago?
I don't know.
See, but that's why we need Oscar. This is episode 14, but this is the 14th one we've done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually... Yeah. Good amount.
I'll be amazed if we get up to like 30 or 40. That would be absolutely amazing.
See, you could tell this was my doodle page because over here on this
side, I saw the eye and I was like, what's the deal with the eye? You just happened to be on the same page.
Yeah, it was on the same page. Mm-hmm. It was actually, I was just working on drawing eyes, you know, just perfecting it kind of thing. And I had the profile of a face and you just couldn't see it.
You can't draw both eyes, otherwise it'll come alive.
It's true. It's like drawing my soul.
Is that the muzzle? No, that's a Chinese philosophy. You can't draw both eyes because otherwise it'll
I think it's fall. Japanese.
Japanese? Okay.
Yes. That's why they all look like flounders.
Mm-hmm. Or it's always side view or something.
Yeah.
But it's like the Muslims, it can't be perfect because only God
Muslims.
Is perfect. Muslims.
Muslims.
That's what I was telling Wajid. Well, something happened in Islam recently, and I'll go to Wajid. I was like, dude, is this right? It's like, you're my go-to Muslim. He's like, maybe I'm not exactly the right person to ask.
It's like, if you have not noticed, I ate ribs for lunch.
to his credit,
baby back ribs.
If Allah is listening to... Oh, man, I just lost him, didn't I? I said that. But if he does not eat pork, to his credit.
Man, it's been so long. It's been a good while since I've eaten pork. I mean, the most I'll eat was bacon on my taco, but I mean,
I haven't had that in a while either.
Pork. Pork, you know, maybe like once every 2 or 3 months, I may buy some pork to make pork chops. But it's really actually few and far. I could like the last time I had it was probably summer, but you can't do it all the time. But when you make them on that George Foreman grill, that shit comes out awesome.
It's easy too.
You can see how much you get grossed out
when you're looking at it cook because it has so much grease and you're like, oh, it's like this is what's just sitting in it when you're cooking.
That's the whole problem with being like eating a lot of vegetarian stuff, and then you go back to meat and you're like, meat is actually sort of disgusting. And like, especially I'm going to go fishing in the morning, and it's like, fishing is like, you realize that it's, you're cutting an animal in half and putting it on a hook and then trying to catch another animal, and part of me, I've been doing it for so long that I'm sort of used to it, but part of me is still kind of like going, wait a second, that's a dead animal there, and you're catching another animal, and then you go throw it back. That's sort of. So I mean, I'm almost.
You're almost stopped. You're almost gonna stop fishing.
No, that's the thing. I enjoy doing it so much.
Maybe it's just you like going through the motions more than anything else, or it's just.
I tell you what I enjoy. I enjoy being out there and like you don't think about anything else in your mind, and it's like meditating. There's a lot of people meditate. That's what I do. I don't meditate. I fish.
Yeah, I masturbate.
That was 21 minutes.
There you go.
Hey, and this other 7 minutes, that wasn't bad.
That's usually how it lasts. Oh, that's awesome.
I might name this one Oscar. Just in pour some of this out for Oscar. He's not dead.
He is to us because he didn't come to this podcast.
How dare his car mess up?
Son of a bitch. Heck, like he's trying to buy a house or something.
Yeah, he... The lady took. Did he talk about it on the podcast, or did he just talk to us?
He probably talked to us. So we probably just. It sounds like we're giving out to a wide.
Yeah,
audience.
Nobody knows who Oscar is beyond us.
This is. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
This is the one where the gang gets trapped, and it is just. You can't. When you watch this show, you feel like. You feel ashamed for these people, but at the same time. It is incredibly hilarious.
They're dark people. They have their moral structure is
just
basically
no. Their
gone.
Moral compass is
way off. And you almost root for them, but then you realize that they're terrible people.
You just like they deserve
and they
everything,
and they don't learn anything from it. That's the beauty of it, because that's like real life. People don't learn from anything.
They
don't learn from experience.
Nothing
typically.
That they have gone through in their experience, like the whole fact that. Frank is still filthy rich after losing his money because of government bailouts, and you know it's just ridiculous. But they still do the same stupid shit.
Dee had a baby, and then she
got her money. It's just horrible, horrible people. This is the darkest thing we've done. They actually touched it on themselves, but by far.
And the dead baby. Baby and the dog on the floor, the dead dog.
The pickle party.
Oh,
reason shall prevail. But it's just this season.
This season is every
just
one of them
out the park.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I thought it wasn't the best one, but it wasn't the worst one. The one where they made their own game.
That was just really crazy.
It was just you're like, what the fuck? And then like he was nailing the board piece to the table.
It's like we'll forget later.
He goes, oh, Mac will forget it's nailed down because he's gonna try to throw the board. And it's just incredibly, like, the last one, the season finale of this one, you understand why he's fat.
Yeah. He was in the confession booth.
And he explains the reason, why his fatness is there. And it's fucking hilarious. It just sums it up perfect.
Yeah.
And, again, they learn nothing.
They learn nothing from it, which is the beauty of it. There's no... That was sort of, I guess Seinfeld was like that too. They weren't as dark, of course, but Larry David rules were nobody learns anything and nobody hugs or something like that.
And they're just self-involved.
That's why people related to it so much, I think, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like you see a bit of Kramer, you see a bit of George and, you know, you just, all those people kind of make up your, you know, various, you know, behaviors and whatnot, but yeah, you can definitely see yourself in them. Danny DeVito with the bullwhip is always funny. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That just reran a few.
Oscar!
Let's get the internet. We can get ideas from there.
We're going to have to.
Penn State.
Oh, man. That story just keeps getting darker.
You hear the one about Syracuse now, right?
Yeah.
Was that basketball or football?
That was basketball this time. Yeah. He was an assistant coach.
You seen what that guy was the abuse to?
It was the same. It was the same kid, though, right?
The
same
abuse over 20 years.
20 years.
It's like, I think after so many years, you're dating. You know, you're...
And that was 25 minutes in? That was Steve that said that, not me.
I'm just saying, yeah, the kid was horrible that he got touched or cornholed when he was a kid. It shouldn't happen, but as you get older, by the time you get to defend yourself, say, hey, stop.
That's the crazy thing about that type of abuse. I mean, you become complacent to it in a way. I mean, what is it?
How the fuck did Jerry Sandusky get a 10-year-old boy to take a bath? Do you remember how much you fought to take a fucking bath when you're 10?
I was 25 also.
Whoa, I mean,
so dark. How do you get a kid to take a bath? That's what you meant by that text earlier
yes!
today? Okay. When you started texting that, I was like, I'll sit over here
it's
and
like
wait for
Jerry
you to come.
Jerry Sandusky has to be Jedi or some sort to like, you will take a bath. I will take a bath. You're like, ordinarily, because I remember when I was being a kid, I didn't fucking want to take a bath. I had conscience to see how fucking dirty you can get. And it was fun because you could get funky. You're a kid. That's the only time you can get away with this socially.
I used to get funky.
Get the fuck out of my
house.
You
got to say a kid was raping.
I'm not saying he liked it or he didn't, you know, initiate it. Actually, that's what the Syracuse coach was saying. That's
what Nambla says. Nambla says.
No, it was the coach, and they were interviewing him as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like the kid was grabbing on the kid, or the guy saying the kid was grabbing on him, and he felt awkward about it, and this and that. And he's like, why are you in that situation?
Yeah.
It's just odd. It's just like, I don't want. And I was like, kids, get the fuck away from me. I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't like kids. I don't like the kids to begin with.
Yeah, well, that's true. I don't want kids around me. I hate children. I mean, if they're related to me, I can tolerate them. But usually, well, now, because they're older, I guess, and I can just pretty tell them, shut the fuck up, or they just won't come to my house. Mm. Because if I leave something somewhere, I know exactly where it's going to be if I remember. And, like, I just put a credit card up there or something like that. I don't want to have to, like, find out where it's gone or anything like that because I don't have any kids. I'm fucking 34, have no kids. I love that. You're not having kids.
You're not having kids.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay. Not lived up to the biological imperative.
I have not corrected.
Yeah,
that
I was. That's why I looked at that clock and I was like, it's already 10?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me do that now because it's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah.
It really will.
So, there's supposed to be aren't we supposed to have a biological imperative that, some sort of a clock that's supposed to make us want to have children? Shouldn't that have kicked in by now? I guess it's only for women.
I think so. They're like, I got to validate myself by using my ovaries and.
You could really argue that that's a huge, just like the biggest ego trip that you could have, basically, because you're saying, hey, look, here's another one of me.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's why.
This is the part where we lose any other
who has kids.
Anybody who has kids that goes watching
and
my sister is like.
Feed off each other because we know that we're just, like, first off, again, I have no children. I'm so glad that my sister had kids at her early age because I was around that. You know, like I experienced that at a very early age because her kids and her were always around.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, so, I mean, I didn't change diapers in, but I just, you know, saw them going through the stages and, you know, like, oh, they get into everything. Mm-hmm. I went through that real early, you know, and and now I just like, like Lisa just flat out, she's like, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this. You have children? She goes, you have a dog. It's fucking way worse if you have children. You know, and as far as just, hey, another little you have to worry about. And it's like, I want to just worry about myself and my wife, you know, just kind of, I mean, I know I have stepchildren and still take care of, you know, the one that legally have to. Father of the year.
Yeah.
But anyway. You know, it's like, that's why people are so attached to children, I guess, because, I mean, it is a human being if you have some sort of human attachment to people. You know, you're gonna like, this is the little me, you know, because everybody's narcissistic to a point.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course you're gonna cherish this.
Why are we not popular with the ladies?
I don't know. It's like my wife just pretty much cussed me out and shot the finger at me and left.
Yeah, that's true.
But then she does that every morning. Fuck you, Lisa.
It was great and horrible. I saw horrible. I watched half of Melancholia. And
but Horrible Bosses, what did you think?
Horrible Bosses was really good.
It was fucking hilarious.
It was. I was so happy with it.
Jennifer Aniston, what did you think after?
That's what she should be doing, playing
a role like that,
and not,
she can't carry.
No, she cannot carry.
But she was funny in the whole thing. She's like, don't be a fag.
Yeah,
you're like, that was funny.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't get any flack from, you know, GLAAD or something. Oh, you can't say fag.
It wasn't a big enough movie to do that.
Well, they did
it.
They see how Ron Howard approached that shit, because they tried to do that for The Dilemma. Because he said, like, Vince Vaughn said, like, electric cars are gay. You know, just kind of went on to that.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, how can you say that? You know, gay bash and this and that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's like, we have to start watching what we have to say, blah, blah, blah. He went off and said it more poignant and profound.
Yeah.
Basically going around nicely saying, fuck off. I'm going to put it in here. You don't like it. Fuck you. You know?
Yeah.
And you get away with it.
You start specializing. You start putting special little labels on words that just makes the word special. And then the thing you wanted to do, which is the word to go away, it will not, because now it has a little label on it that says this is a special word.
That's right, nigger.
That's what happens with... I tried to run over that word really quick. That's what happens with
tyke.
Any of these, any curse word, really.
Yeah, people, it's like...
Because, you said a curse word. It's like, no, not really.
Remember, offense is taken,
yes,
not given.
Not given.
So, I mean, it's just a good way to put stuff, because, you know, you're really not going to offend me to the point. I mean, I don't know if it's just because I'm completely callous to people. I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll... You know, be human, but most part,
In a regular situation dealing with humans,
I try to be human.
Well, no, I'm saying I cannot think of a time where I've actually truly been offended lately, at least not even in the last few years, where something's like, I'm offended. I can't think of a time.
There's times where
this stuff is like, hey, wait a second, but I've never been like offended by something, at least not. In the last, let's say, 2 years at least, I can't think of a situation.
I can think of just like the point where you're just dealing with old racist people, but they're never going to change because they don't. Like, actually, I was having a conversation with this dude at work about Sandusky,
mm-hmm.
You know, as far as, you know, the way he sees a pedophile in his eye may not be the way that he's thinking that. He's like, no, what I'm doing to these kids is, you know, not a pedophile thing. But in his world's interpretation, a pedophile is that guy that's going up to children and flashing, you're like, ah,
mm-hmm.
You know, but he's basically, yeah, you see motion, me opening up, miming a jacket open and shaking
funny,
my dick. But, you know, that, and he's like, no, that's not me. I'm just having my enjoyment with youth, and he's like, aka butt fucking these children in the shower. You know, that's kind of fucked up, first off. Well, it's not kind of. It really is extremely fucked up.
Yes.
And the fact that it just kept going on for, like, what, since 77?
Really? Went back that far?
77, when he started his fucking charity.
And he had a charity for these kids, and they're saying that's how he was farming or getting.
And the sad part, there's that whole that rumor, even if it is true, it's still horrible, no matter what, to even say that he would pimp out these kids to some of the alumni as well.
Yeah, that was.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that was.
That's just
well,
like,
that's
you're like
not,
fucking child prostitution.
Yeah, well,
awesome. What else can y'all do? I mean,
that's what they're inferring from it. There's no allegedly, because that's not really. Not that we're gonna get sued or anything, but
yeah,
I mean that's what they're drawing from it. That's why he had that, so he could farm out the kids to.
But again, how the fuck did Jerry Sandusky get a kid, 10-year-old, to take a shower?
We got the joke.
Are we sure we didn't run it out completely into the ground yet?
You will. I mean, and I won't put it past you, but... it's a great show.
It really is. I think that's why everybody's kind of clamoring back to TV. A lot of people are going back. Actors are just going back to TV.
If you can... I mean, because everybody wants to be Louie. Hopefully. I mean, that would be the goal, to be Louie.
It's true.
But you see a show like It's Always Sunny.
Well, they pretty much... That and, like, South Park, A, gets away with murder.
How many seasons are they into? Like, 15?
15, and they just got renewed for another 5.
Another 5, yeah.
So they can still, but they have pretty much almost carte blanche from the network.
Yeah.
And, you know, even they're saying, like, you still haven't watched that, the documentary, have you?
No, that's what
dude,
I need to
I'm
watch.
Telling you,
I'll watch
you
it this week.
Just watching the process in which they go through it, you're just like, holy shit, it's just basically riffing. That's all they're doing, riffing off each other, mm-hmm. and just, like, they feed off each other, which is awesome. You know, it's like they have that dynamic where,
yeah.
you know, they're, you know, together they're able to basically spit out that whole idea of South Park. You know.
This week is, this Thursday is Thanksgiving, so I have a lot of time. So I have all these, because... It's Thanksgiving, so it's like, okay, I'll start watching all the Wes Anderson movies in a row. That's probably what I'll end up doing.
Hmm. I have no idea who that number is. Oh. Anyway. I totally lost track of what we're doing.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
Oscar!
Hang on 1 second. I see something that needs my attention.
He walks over to... Oh, brownies, of course. So, what was the other thing? I guess that would... No, thanks. No. That's why I've tried to cut... Well, except for this, of course. I have a Coke or Dr. Pepper in front of me. I try to really cut back on eating sugar and everything, but then... When I do have sugar, it's like, sugar! It's like, that's why I used to eat you all the time. You're so delicious.
I can only eat a little bit because I'm not terrible sugar shits. Like, I ate McDonald's. Oh.
Yeah, you. I don't know. I didn't. I never really. I would eat the breakfast.
And Lisa, even she's like, I don't know why the fuck you got food from there. She goes, yeah. I was even going to ask you. I was like, she goes, the only thing I would have recommended you is get the McRib. But nothing.
Ew, that's even worse.
I know. But I was like, I paid for it the next morning. I was just hurting. And it was just, all over
never,
the place.
Yeah, I never liked McDonald's burgers or anything. I only ate McDonald's burgers like twice ever.
Wow. This is really good. This is courtesy of somebody leaving it out at work.
You just took it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was on another floor.
It's like, attention, whoever took the brownies, those were not for you. And those were 6 weeks old.
Actually, it's very fresh. And we stopped to watch TV.
Yeah, we're watching TV again. We're 38 minutes in, but probably about 25 of the minutes of that is actually us talking and not going.
Hey, wait, I'm sure you can edit that out.
No, I never edit. I tried to edit it a little bit once, and it just took so long to me to figure out
editing.
yeah. I was trying to figure out how to edit first, and then I was trying to use GarageBand, but then I was like, I can just use Audacity, and it's like 2 cuts.
Oh yeah. I fucking hate BlackBerry.
Yeah. It's a terrible.
I'm officially completely done with it. This thing fucking locks up, freezes every day again.
Wow, even. Oh.
It's still doing it. Like, it's locks up to the point where it will not respond to any touches. Then all of a sudden, it'll, like, you know, like Three Stooges, boom, 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 you know, hey, moo, kind of a thing where they all try to start working at the same time.
Oh.
Then you get that little forever clock that's just perpetually spinning because. Yeah. It won't recognize anything, and you're like, motherfucker, I would throw you if I could get another fucking phone. But I get the discount because I'm not eligible for the upgrade just yet. So I think I was telling you, come March, I'll be able to do it because that's the only time they let you do the early upgrade. Oh, yeah, hopefully by that time the iPhone 5 will be out.
Nah, it probably won't come out till the summer. You just get a 4. You don't have to. If you get one a 4S, get a 4S if you can.
Yeah.
Just get a 4. That's all. I mean.
Yeah, but March is around the time I see getting a phone, because that's actually when I got this one.
It's only 4 months away. It's not too bad.
Yeah, like I said, I'm very patient with stuff now. That's one thing I've developed, patience. It's not very I guess it's better because I'd be, oh, I gotta get it.
So yeah,
Muppets movie.
I understand why I won't see it. I really don't care.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not going to the movies to see it. I'm definitely gonna wait till it comes out on DVD or hell, even on demand or something like that.
Yeah, when it's on demand, I'll maybe watch it. But
yeah,
my niece will probably get it on DVD, and then I'll watch it.
How old is she now?
She's 6.
Good God.
Yeah.
Is that the one and only your sister's ever gonna have?
Yes. She's, because I forgot who, and I forgot what something was happening, and then she said, I forgot what it was, and I was like, oh, you're having another kid? No! I was like, okay. And then somebody else asked her, when is she going to have a little brother or sister? And she's like, never. I was like, oh, okay.
I guess everybody remembers it differently.
Yeah.
There's some people that can't wait to have another one. Usually it's white people.
And there goes any of our other audience that we may have. Maybe alienated people with children and...
Children. White people with children.
White people with children. I don't think any white people listen to this.
Children are great. Seriously. If you have one, you could always sell them. Or on the black market, fetch up to amounts of $60,000. That's right. If you had agreed, then you would have been arrested. Dr. Hibbert.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Pirates of the Caribbean, the last one? No, I never saw the last one, too.
Huh. I guess you want to pause it for a second? Sure. Hang on just one moment. We'll be right back after these messages.
So we're at a point now in the world where I don't have to think, who was that? I can just go
instantly
on.
Instantly look it up. It's like need no want, wonder no longer, or something. I don't know. You know what I was trying to say.
There's actually a website that people, people still ask that question. There's let me Google that for you, and it'll actually just show you the process of Googling something and then give you the answer. So it's like this passive aggressive, which is actually quite nice. But I've never actually done it to anybody, although I've really gotten close. Because people ask me questions at work, even like,
you could Google that. I had to actually show a lady at work how to Google.
Really?
Yes. She
was she an older lady?
Yeah, maybe late 40s.
Okay, I can understand. I can kind of understand that.
She was very appreciative after I showed her how. You know, it's just like simple stuff.
Here, the world is now your oyster completely.
Yeah, I was like, what do you want to know?
And if you're an oyster, what is your thing then?
Where can you find the best sand? Pearls.
Yeah.
And how long was that in?
That was a minute, just a minute five.
New record.
Yeah, that was actually what, you know. I'm using both of the plugs.
You son of a bitch. Oh, yeah, I got a power strip. Yeah, talks amongst yourself.
Oh, no, not again. This is the part where my sister goes, you're boring. Quit boring me. You're boring. I've been promoting it, the podcast on Twitter now. Whenever I post it, I set it to auto post and everything. I don't think anybody from Twitter actually, because I have 100 right as of right now, I have 193 followers, but I think about I want to say 15 people are actually real humans. I've met like two or three people outside of like you and Oscar and Mike and my sister and Wajid. Oh, that's actually quite a few people. You, Oscar, my sister Mike, and Wajid. Those are 5 people right there that I know that follow me on Twitter, and I follow them. And I actually know them pretty well. So, I mean, and then there's a handful of other people that I've actually met from my, that I follow on Twitter. Actually, only 2, now that I think of it. But that's 7 people that I actually know in real life. So I know that I have 7 real followers of those 194. And 2 other people, I have never met them, but I know they're real. At least I assume they're real. And,
Could be like Newt Gingrich's Twitter followers.
Yeah.
Was it almost like 92% of his followers were actually.
So we're going to pause again, then we'll plug the bottom ones. Okay. Hold on. I remember I saw an article. It was like, can you really be a geek? And they're like, if you completely populate one of these squid plugs, and I have like 5 at home that I have completely filled. And I was like, wow, just one? I have 5 of them.
And they're all filled with all my stuff, either computer equipment or guitar equipment. So, yeah. Oscar! So, Oscar doesn't have a cell phone then?
I don't know.
Because when he's here, he either had his wife's phone the other day, or he's always on his iPod Touch.
Oscar, sometimes you
feel Oscar is an enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in a bad shirt.
Yes. It's like he's like a person. He's what I would imagine a person who is in witness protection would be like.
We've said too much.
We're going to rush in and move his family. Daddy! He's like, get your stuff! Let's go!
Just take what you can carry! Oh yeah, we've gone over a lot of stuff during the week because Steve and I had chat on it. We're a couple old hens chatting on the internet all week at work, but we do. And then now we're like trying to think of things, even though all week we've talked about stupid stuff, and it just isn't. It's like, oops, I should have written more of it down. And it's not like I was tremendously busy. If anybody from work is listening, I was tremendously busy.
All sorts of work.
I was just lousy with work. I need to put this. I use Facebook just to, I really don't know why I have a Facebook account, because when I first got my BlackBerry, it had a Facebook app, and I was like, ooh, I can use this app to Facebook. And then Facebook became something bigger. And now I don't really know why I've been on Facebook. Because, like,
you're a follower, man.
Because there's that saying now. It's like, well, there's people. The people on Facebook are the people that you know in real life. The people on Twitter are the people you wish you really knew. And that's completely true for the most of the people that I follow on Twitter. I have a couple of really, like, real comedians following me. I have Wendy Liebman. She follows me. Greg Barrett, he follows me. Rip Like Jesus, he's at Rip Like Jesus on Twitter. Huh. And I have another comedian, Christina Pazinski. She follows me on Twitter, and she's actually replied to me a few times. I've because she does a podcast with her husband Tom Segura, who's a really good comedian too. And I've listened to their podcast and say, hey, that was a great one, blah blah blah. And she'll reply, hey, thanks. And then she actually says something. So she's really cool. She's very funny. They do dramatic poop stories, and like they have music in the background. It was really funny. I told her, I was like, "That's really funny."
My dog just farted.
Sure, it was the dog.
No, I'll own up to mine. I'll actually give you a sample right now if you.
No, I'll take your word for it then. Oh wow! Oh, oh, oh my goodness! Oh, you thankfully you cannot smell this podcast. Wow. Okay, I'll hold on. Well, I'll be back in a minute. Look up something on the internet quickly.
Okay.
Internet.
What the heck?
Chrome is stuck working. I split my time between Chrome and Firefox still. But I'm a completely Mac person now, and I don't use Safari. Unless I need to test something out, then I'll use Safari when I'm at work.
I had Roberta's boyfriend, husband, whatever you might call him. He saw the mics. He goes, "Oh," he goes, "Hey, who are those?" Like, friend Rudy's. Oh, you think he's interested in them? I was like, "Nope." It's like, "No," but he was like, "Nope." He's a hoarder. He will never ever get rid of anything.
And I have more of these mics too because they were on sale. So I was like, I'll have some backups. And it's like, well, hopefully, my dream is that Mike will be joining us regularly too, so there'll be four of us.
Yeah.
And then, like, guys will come in, like Joey will come in, or Matt will be here, and he'll dance in front of the mic, apparently.
Oh, that was...
That was still precious. Okay, dance some moves! Like, it's a mic, dude.
It's a mic.
Didn't have video on it, it's a microphone. But that was my dream would be to have more people on this and do, you know. Who was that kid that was the Marine?
When a Marine, he was Army.
Justin, okay. Yeah. That was episode 3, I think, if you go back in our archives. But
I have more. I mean, I would love to be able to have more people do this, but and I wouldn't mind having other people as far as just doing other subjects too. But I guess we'll see if any of that happens. This is so much easier than it looks. I mean, getting the motherboard, the mixing board, and all that was intimidating. But it was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. I mean, if we had interesting things to talk about other than Bud's farts, and that was a really rank fart that Bud.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Hmm.
One pill makes you smaller.
No.
One pill makes you small, tall.
No.
The one that mother gives you.
No.
Can do nothing at all, or does nothing at all.
No.
Just ask Alice.
When she's 10 feet tall.
That's a great song, though. You know what I did the other day? Oh, no. I bought the best of Jimi Hendrix and the best of Stevie Ray Vaughan and the best of Van Halen. That's what I was telling you that day. I was like, I hate the fact that you can buy all this music with one click.
Oh, shit. Here we go, sir.
That's one thing I need to watch Kill Bill again for some reason. I need to watch Kill Bill. I have all these movies.
Embrace the music. Embrace it.
Yeah, I'm afraid to.
It's going to be okay. It'll be all right.
I doubt that. Yeah. We can have the music playing because we're not.
No, what?
It's common. Creative Commons. We're not making any money off this podcast, full disclosure. Actually, it costs me money to put this podcast up in time and
what are you
effort.
Talking about, man? This is for the love, man.
It's like you're working for your podcast, man.
You dick. I don't know why, man. Just do it. Do it.
So,
just didn't realize that I have an extremely high tolerance.
Yeah, you do.
What could I be talking about? What would I be alluding to?
Janis Joplin. Or no, Jefferson
Grace
Airplane.
Grace Slick. Jefferson.
Jefferson. Is this Jefferson Airplane or Jefferson Starship?
Jefferson Airplane.
Airplane. So it's the first inclination of the band.
And that's my dog. He's doing that because he wants to come in.
Well, yeah, I would bark too if I couldn't come in.
Let me go get that stupid sumbitch.
He really, ladies and gentlemen, Bud farted and it was quite bad. And I'm not letting him, but Steve is letting Bud back in. He's taking his time to come in.
Come on.
He was outside barking. When this happens, I start talking like a golf commentator. And Steve is closing the door and coming back to the table. I should mention that no one loves Joey at all.
No one.
No one will ever love Joey.
Ever.
You will die alone and hate it, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. You started that with a tweet, and you're like, and no one loves you.
I think it's just... When somebody says, ooh, bad comment, I just go, okay, I'm just going to go incredibly mean now. You're going to die alone.
Yeah. You're like, wow, that kind of put the kibosh on it. Like, yes, it did.
Goddamn interwebs.
Today is Saturday. It's 10 o'clock right now. It's Saturday, the 19th of November, and it is, you're in shorts, I'm in a short-sleeve shirt, and it's actually really warm outside. I really hate the fact that it's not cold. And they're saying this winter is going to be very warm and dry. Mm. And the drought will continue at least until...
Next summer.
Yeah. Then so we're supposed to shift into a La Nina year. And that's supposed to be a rainier year.
Eh. Bring on the bitch, I say. Bring on the bitch.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it's the Nina.
I like doing that. Like they'll have a word, and it'll be in Spanish words, and I'll be like, oh, it's the Nina. It's like, oh, good translation.
There's some video on here on the live leak.
Live Leak is a website that has all kinds of just raw video feeds and things of that nature. And basically, Steven uses it to show me dead people or people that are dying or people that have compound fractures. If you've ever watched the show Tosh.0 on Comedy Central.
I show him videos before they go on there.
Yeah, and they did the end of season, and it was the best of. And like this one, did you see the one where these two girls are arm wrestling and the one girl's arm just
breaks it?
Just breaks it
the other way, and you're like, my arm!
And it doesn't hurt initially from what I've been told. It's more of a, your body just goes into shock.
Yeah, it's just a compound fracture. Because, you know, like as soon as your marrow escapes into your body, I believe it, like you have some sort of reaction to the bone.
Really?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
I think it supposedly even changes your... like behavior or something like that, because it has that much of a profound. I mean, I don't know if it's just a way to adapt. I don't know. I could just be making this shit off the top of my head of something I heard semi. That's my idea machine.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, oh man, compound fractures.
There's some things I can watch on here.
No,
there's some things I can't. Like
no,
if I
whenever
watch,
they show it on Tosh.0,
I'm like,
just,
I had to look away real quick. I'm just like the one where that kid broke his leg. He's like, oh, I broke my leg,
and he's shaking it.
Yeah, and like, I'm like, oh.
He's like, I guess black do crack. That was a great line, though.
I told you Tosh.0 was funny. Mm-hmm. And Workaholics as well.
Oh, I missed the last episode.
Just, Adam is quickly becoming my favorite one on the show.
He's a really funny person in real life, too.
Yeah, but just his character, he's fucking hilarious. Like, the last one. And also, they have the chick Jillian, the blonde, she's kind of goofy.
Yeah,
she's kind of.
She's
like,
great.
She's fucking hilarious.
Yes, she's great.
But she mixes in with them.
Yes,
because you know she's like.
She's a breakout character. Really, she's becoming that.
Like the whole thing with her, she's about her. Her butthole is sweating like she's getting paid to get. Just like that. They're like, oh, you know. But she was actually pretty funny. But that show is actually...
Workaholics is really come around to a great show.
Yeah, very much so. Because like you can almost... You're like, I remember being that stupid at that age. You're just like, but they took it to another level. But
What?
All right. Anywho.
I can whisper into the mic and you really can't hear me. What? And then I was whispering into the mic last episode. And I said, that's why I fired Oscar. I said it really quietly, and then he heard it, and I was like, hey, I didn't hear that. I can almost do an Oscar voice. Hey, I can hear that. Ooh, I can. Oh,
you happy with that?
Yeah, I am. Hey. What'd you think of The Walking Dead?
I can't do that. Remember this one I showed you? I think I know how he did this. Oh,
yeah, there's an Asian guy. He says,
he's like sawdust that he's just shoving into his mouth.
He's shoving a huge amount into his mouth.
To the point, because you got to remember, when sawdust is so compact, I mean, like any the slightest bit of heat, if you keep breathing on it, it's going to keep...
Really?
Yeah, it's sawdust.
I didn't know that.
It's extremely dry.
I didn't know that. So
He's using all his nasal cavities. He's opening all his nasal passages, and you can see him actually even going through his ears. And his nose, everything's connected. All your nasal cavities are.
Yeah.
So this crazy old fucker is sitting there breathing hot air into the sawdust, and it's going to eventually catch fire because the heat just getting hotter and hotter, and it's feeding off each other.
So if I go to Home Depot
you
and just...
You ever burn sawdust as a kid?
No.
Oh,
no.
Dude, I used to do that all the time because... You know, my dad just had construction material, just always, you know, this and that. He's working on the house.
Yeah.
And sawdust, and we always had fires, you know, outside just, you know, during the winter. And, you know, we had a pit, you know, that just had a fire in there, just burn wood or whatever, just stay warm. We're outside, just, and.
You could also go inside.
Well, no, I mean, you know, like hung out, but everybody had to put, you know, it was a big fire pit we had in our backyard.
Okay.
And I used to love burning shit. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, I remember getting the sawdust and, like, you know, compacting it as tall as I could and just throwing it into the fire and it, like, crackle.
Yeah.
And just get whole hand fires of it. I mean, I was a kid and I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm a wizard.
And just I'm a wizard.
Yeah, like,
that might be the name of the episode. Yeah. I'm a wizard.
And you just throw this shit, and this thing's just shooting us like flame fire. I mean, fireballs are shooting up because the ash is just, yeah. I mean, not the ash, the sawdust is so flammable.
Yeah.
So, because it has, it, first off, it's chemically treated, you know, for like termites, so they can't eat it. So that chemical is burning up like crazy.
Yeah.
I got all these goddamn updates. But this,
You remember, did your dad ever finish redoing the garage, the room in the back? Yeah, I remember that was like, your father was basically the Winchester.
Yes. My dad just...
We never talked about this. There, we have a subject, everyone.
My dad just perpetually changes things over and over. Unless it's done completely, he won't alter it anymore after that. But
look.
Wow. They're going to take over the world, man.
So there, behind your house was a garage, and then
it was a garage apartment. There were actually two residents, but they combined them. I mean, it's just open area. I mean, he had it. It's there. It's livable. There's a restroom. I mean, it's just. But he kept changing everything, and one drove my mom nuts. But I think he did that just to get away from my mother.
Oh. I remember there was always noise. Remember that one time we were up there, and like there was this knocking noise, and I was like, and we walked back down, and I was like, dude, why were you making that knocking noise? And he was like, that wasn't me. Remember?
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
You would always tell me it was haunted. And I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah, the skeptic in me came out. But then it was twice that there were noises or something.
There was something up there, and we're like, there's nothing up there.
I know. I was like, dude, what was that anyway? And you're like, there's nothing up there, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it may have been a raccoon.
Could have been a squirrel or a raccoon or something like that.
But it would have had to been a heavy raccoon or squirrel.
I remember that.
It tended to sound like footsteps a lot.
Footsteps, yeah. It always sounded like
there was a person. It always sounded like somebody's walking up there. Mm-hmm. And
you're going to have to walk me into my car.
Dude, one time I remember.
It's too late for a scary story.
This is, well, I mean, years back. I probably just started high school. I think I'm maybe in eighth grade. And this is when... my cousin was living up there, and he had cable there, so me and Matt would go up there. So I was, I think I was 15, with the ninth grade, 15, something like that. And, you know, he was, you know, 5'6" at the time, because he's 10 years younger than I am.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I remember he was, you know, coming with, you know, going up the stairs, and I was going beside him, and... we heard like a voice, like just straight up, like both of us heard it, like it was audible, just like
I am behind you.
No, it was like ah, like that. And me and Matt like stopped, and like we're on the stairs on the verge of going up. We both stopped and looked at each other, and we both like it was a TV, you know, and like. You know, just like both of us reassuring each other. Yeah. It was a TV. And the TV went on. But you were like, yeah, it was a TV. Let's just turn it up really loud. And, you know, we're like, and, you know, this is like the second, actually, about the second time that weird shit happened. Me and my brother seen it and my witnessed it. And yeah, that was like kind of just the whole, I don't want to believe, you know, I was like, I'm a skeptic, but
I'm a skeptic atheist, blah, but part of me doesn't want to close that door on the ghost, because it's like, just such an interesting concept.
It's very interesting concept. That I mean, there's tons of shit you can't explain. We don't know why. It is what it is.
Weird stuff happens. There's enough stuff.
You know, it just, how do you know some shit is like doesn't happen until you experience it? Like, there's some shit that I've seen. I don't know what the fuck it was. That's what it was. You lose weight.
You lost your weight. And, hey, what's this?
There you are. How you doing? You need some sun.
You and me are going to fight.
I'm greased up, so you're going to lose automatically.
it's only a joke. Anyway, just I know there's shit that's happened that I can't explain. My brother seen it. It, you know, hit from a different angle. Just like something light. You don't know what the fuck it was, but we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying it was a ghost. I don't know. There is way too many things out in this world that we still don't know about. Who knows what the fuck it was?
Yep.
But that's all I can say.
I hate closing the door. Joe Rogan puts it best. It's like, I just don't like to close the door on it. Yeah, I know it's probably 100% stupid, and there's probably a completely logical explanation for it, but until that comes around, I don't want to close the door on anything. So, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, realistically, my logical mind, my rational mind basically makes it so that I can know that there's nothing of that nature, but the crazy part of me still wants to go, yeah!
I'm not thinking there's anything such as, like, fucking Loch Ness or something or anything like
you
that.
Leave Nessie out of this!
Shut the fuck up!
We're in our 30s, folks.
Yes. See, when you when I sent that picture to you, you're like, I was like, what do people in their 30s do?
Yeah, I was wondering. I was getting in my car, driving over here, and I was like, I wonder what a normal person in their 30s would be doing on a Saturday night.
Putting their kids to bed.
Putting their kids to bed, or...
I don't know, getting prepared to go do something they didn't want to do the next day with their kids.
Yeah. Or like a lot of people go out and do things. It's like, I was just never... I'm talking like I'm going to die in a couple of minutes. It's like, that was never me. But, you know, I mean...
Vaporizer.
What? Oh, you have a chest cold or something?
Yes. I need my vaporizer. There's no smoke in here because...
There's no fire.
Hey!
Jinx! Pinch Pokey, owe me a Coke.
Not quite, you owe me Sprite.
Oh, we're in our 30s, everyone. In our 30s. That's right, folks. I'm going to kill Oscar. I'm going to kill him.
Son of a bitch.
Blah, blah, blah. My card doesn't work. Blah, blah, blah.
Pancreas.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm bleeding out of my eyes. Blah, blah, blah. There is a point where I actually had to I had to go to the library and research things, like in high school. I actually went to college and tried a little bit. You're looking at me like, "What's the Ritz of library?
What's the point?"
The last time I went to a lecture in a library about a year and a half ago. I went to the one downtown, and it's so interesting because the bottom floor now. Is all computer terminals almost. It's like half of the floor is computer terminals.
Homeless people looking at porn?
Yes. There were a lot of... Because there were like three cops in there, and they're all by the doors because there are a bunch of homeless people in there. Because I walked in...
Did it smell just delightful in there?
No, it didn't smell. But I was far enough away from them that I saw them because you park in the garage in the underground, and you go up to the first floor, and then you have to take the other elevator to the... I think it was on the presentation was on the third floor. And... I remember walking up and going, man, I hadn't been in here since before my senior year in high school. And I looked up and I was like, wow, everything's 100% different. And look at all these cops. I was like, why are all these cops here? Did something? It's like, oh, there's a bunch of homeless people here. And they just want to make sure that nothing scary goes down. I remember there was a girl that I used to work with in the lab. And she was telling us on two separate occasions in UH Downtown's library that some guy, it was a different guy, I think, but one time she was sitting with her back to an area. She was reading, studying for class, and she heard a guy come up behind her, and then the guy was basically, he was masturbating behind her. And she turned around, and she saw him doing it, and she was like, ah, jerking off, he's jerking, and he took off. So she went and reported it, And all she could see, she was so shocked and stunned by it. All she was saying is, he was jerking off. He was jerking off. And it was over and over. I have her.
Did he at least finish?
No.
Nah,
I don't believe so. I don't believe so. He may have.
My dad said he didn't.
I think I have her as a friend on Facebook. I need to ask her a reminder of that story.
Facebook?
Can. Yeah, I have a Facebook account. I don't know why anymore.
But he's some sort of Facebook.
I have a Google. Oh, you have Google Plus.
I stopped using it. I just like.
I don't.
I
nobody.
Like too many people like. I don't know you. Why are you in my?
Some server? People. And then people have comment. I've put stuff up, and people have commented on it. And I'm like, I don't know you.
I haven't got that.
Some
far.
Dude, some jerk had been saying that he started commenting on stuff, and he did it on Wadgets too. And Wadgets like, do you know this guy? I was like, no, I thought you knew him. And it's like some people can just randomly comment because I don't have it closed. I guess you have to close it off or something.
Yeah. What the fuck? So he went out of his way to actually fuck with you?
I think he was trying to be funny. It wasn't funny. He was just trying to, hey, look at me. I can make a comment about blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't care. I don't know who you are.
Armchair comedian kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a comedian. It's not like we're professionals.
No.
I just don't think I could ever do that. I mean, I thought about it. It just.
You could do it. You could. I can't. I'm too. I could help you write it. Like, you remember that you asked me, and I was like,
I wrote a lot.
Really?
I did write a lot.
Okay.
And it's just, I kind of set on it, you know. Yeah. I still do. Like, I have notebooks mm-hmm. at work of shit that I wrote.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember when we started the Everfart meme, you're like, you had the, I heard the notebook flipping in the background. I was like, well, what about this one? What about that one? I was like.
Yeah. I just, yeah. I would just randomly.
That's why I love Twitter. I can just.
Yeah, that's exactly what that. As soon as Twitter came along, you know, to the point where did I get on? I
got on, and then I was like, dude, you got to get on Twitter. So you started like 2 days after I did or something.
Yeah.
Because my sister started the day after I started. She was like, hey, have you used Twitter before? I was like, I just opened an account yesterday. 2009.
That's when I started using it. Mm-hmm. I think mine says April 2009.
Yeah, it was February. February 27th, I think. Not that I'm counting.
I still have 53 people follow me. Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but I think of actually, if anything, maybe 5 for real.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's why I love Twitter. I can.
I haven't really gotten feedback or
anything.
It's
so weird, though. I'll get retweets, like, once in a blue. And it'll be something that's completely. When I write a really good joke, and I'm like, I thought of something, and as I'm really proud of it, I write the joke down, and nothing happens. You're like, man, I wish somebody would have liked that joke.
Well, you see a lot of shit that I always do. I filter kind of. I always filter through you a lot of the stuff.
If I think it's really way out there, I'll send it to you. Otherwise, I'll just write it. And then I'll write something completely that I think is completely benign and not funny or anything, and people will retweet it. I'm like, really, that? Like the Herman Cain joke, I was so proud of that joke. Show me on the pizza where Herman Cain touched you. And I was like, eh. And then nobody retweets him. Like,
well, I mean, you have more followers than I do.
Yeah, but like I said, I know that 7 of them are real. So, I mean, it doesn't. But Twitter is a great time killer. I mean, as much as if you follow enough comedians and things like that, I mean.
I don't know why my Twitter hasn't been working very well, but then again, it's been my shitty BlackBerry.
You need a real phone, a man's phone.
You done?
And make sure you get an iPhone, at least an iPhone 4. Mm. So, I mean, we can end again on Twitter, and I'm your SSISTOS.
S-Sistos,
which S-I-S-T-O-S is how you spell his last name. S-Sistos, at S-Sistos on Twitter.
Hello.
And I'm Rudyology. Did I tell you that when I went to see Doug Benson this last time, he read 2 of my tweets on stage?
Oh, nice.
Because he came up, and he opens the show, and he came up, and he has his iPhone, and he's like, I'm going to read some people's tweets. People tweeted at me before the show, and I tweeted, because it was raining that day, and I was like, say, like, hey, because he tweeted just before that there were like 200 seats left. And he's like, there's still 200 seats left. I wish I was joking. So I tweeted out and I was like, hey, everybody, Doug Benson's in town. It's not like it's never rained before. I'll be there for what it's worth. Hashtag nothing. And he read it, and he delivered it just how I thought it.
Oh, wow.
And everybody laughed. And I was like, oh. He's like, because he's like, is Rudiology here? And I was like, yeah. I'm an
idiot. It's me.
I was just like, because I was sitting in the middle. And then the other tweet was, I was sitting in there waiting on the show, and I was like, I think every, because there are a lot of couples there, a lot of people on dates, and so I was like, I think there's some people on first date fart hold. And the, and then he's like, I think, and then he's like, and then he looked over him and he read it, and then everybody sort of laughed, and he's like, what's first date fart hold? It's like, I guess people are holding their farts. But then at the end, he was like, okay, I'm wrapping up here, and I guess you guys can go out and fart. And, it, and I was like, oh, he called it, and it was me.
He's so, going to use that.
So, yeah, that was the highlight of my year.
I imagine so, sir.
Yeah.
Wow. That is awesome.
It's so. American.
No, it's Canadian.
So, that's it, folks. We're rbtts.com. But if you've found this and it's on,
Canadian.
I tweet it and then Steve will retweet it, and he's Steve, I'm Rudy, and that's the podcast for the week. Oscar!